Hello, Kenneth Vanderhorst here. Welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Each week, I chat with a guest about which songs they would have on their playlist if they were to spend a season in a remote cabin here in the Bulkley Valley. I hope you enjoy today's show on CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9. This station broadcasts from unceded Kasia territory of the Ginnamon Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. I'm Kenneth Vanderhorst, your host, and this week my guest is Rolanda Lavallee. Rolanda has lived all over the province of British Columbia. Born in Victoria, she was raised on Vancouver Island, in Richmond, Golden, and Terrace, before finishing her teen years in Rosswood. Now living in and enjoying the quiet life of Grand Isle, she's well familiar with the views and the vistas of the Bulkley Valley as she commutes daily to Smithers for work for School District 54. Having been a custodian and then a union president, she's now transportation, safety, and custodial manager. She calls herself a bit of a warrior for social justice. But surely it is more than just a bit. In 2022, she received a Premier's Award for Excellence in Education. Her nominators deemed her support for the Student Gender Sexuality Alliance in both Smithers and Houston schools as a brave and exceptional choice. Married with two adult kids, Rolanda sees herself also as a sci-fi nerd, and recently took up dart throwing, taking in the therapeutic benefits of taking a sharp-pointed object and launching it towards a target. Rolanda, welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Tell us about the role of music in your life.
Music plays an important part of my life, I think in everybody's life, as a way to either connect or escape or unwind. My son, who is a bit musically inclined, made me really fall in love with guitar.
Well, you're going to be sent to our isolated cabin here at CCPF. That cabin has very limited technological resources, but you're going to have a device that lets you play seven songs. So tell us about your playlist. What's your first selection?
My first selection is Far Away by Nickelback.
All right. And why that one?
I'm a big Nickelback fan.
And this one, Far Away, stands out to you for any particular reasons?
It's a good love song.
All right. Well, that's what their lead singer said. He said it's their only true love song. So here we go, Far Away by Nickelback.
This time, this place, misused, mistakes, too long, too late. Who was I to make you wait? Just one chance, just one breath. Just in case there's just one left. Cause you know, you know, you know. I love you. I loved you all along.
Away by Nickelback, Rolanda's first choice for her playlist. When did you first come to the Bulkley Valley?
I first moved to the Bulkley Valley in about 2010. I had been previously living in Kitimat. The fellow I was dating was from the Bulkley Valley, working at Huckleberry Mine, and it was just too much of a commute.
Yeah.
And so I made the big plunge to leave the Kitimat Terrace area and moved to Smithers.
All right.
And immediately fell in love.
Okay, what was it that you fell in love with here in the valley?
The weather was a lot better, the winters were a lot nicer, and Smithers had so much to offer. It immediately felt like home.
Oh, that's cool, because sometimes we who live here in the valley, we don't always see our winters as necessarily that easy or easygoing, but maybe comparative to the coast, a lot of rain there. Here it's a much drier winter.
Yes.
And what were the things here in this part of BC that surprised you in terms of what it had to offer? Because we're a small place, population-wise.
I liked all of the outdoorsy stuff that Smithers had to offer. The perimeter trail, the pool, the library, all the little shops along Main Street. It's just a very welcoming town.
Oh, that's good to hear. Lots to offer for a small place. And it's welcoming. You're in Grand Isle now. What was that like, switching from this part to over there?
Well, it was circumstance that brought us to Grand Isle. My husband had previously purchased property there before we were ever married. When Lake Catherine closed, I was losing my position at Muheim School, and Huckleberry Mine was also closing. So we had decided temporarily to just stay out at the lake. At the lake house until we, you know, figured out what was going to be our next plan. But man, it's beautiful out there and it's quiet and it just became home.
A lot of us might not be real familiar with Grand Isle because we don't drive through it heading anywhere. It's at the end of the road up there on Babine Lake. How would you describe Grand Isle? You had said to me you enjoy the quiet life that it has to offer.
Yes. Although, while there's less happening in Grand Isle, our little village it's got a lot going on. Our marina was just updated. Our health clinic was updated and it actually moved into part of our school. And a new seniors complex they've just broke ground for a new seniors complex.
Good.
We have a pharmacy, so that's kind of exciting. Lots is actually happening in Grand Isle right now.
So you don't see it as an inconvenience to be there?
No.
The quietness certainly makes up for what might not be available, but given that you work here in Smithers for the school district, you commute every day.
I do.
What is that like? That's an hour and a half?
It is when road conditions are good, and it's a way for me to kind of decompress my day so that I can somewhat leave work at work, and when I'm at home, I'm just at home. And it's very affordable housing, so there's lots of benefits.
That mitigates the cost of the commute.
It does.
Before we talk a bit about your work life, let's talk about the commute. How do you spend that hour and a half? Are you a music listener, podcasts, radio?
Sometimes I'm listening to the radio. I hate to admit it, but I've never actually listened to a podcast.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I'm glad we've got you on one. That might make you delve more into the podcast world. But
And audiobooks.
Oh, it's the audiobooks.
Yeah. Right.
What's a standout for you in the last number of months?
Recently fallen in love with Sarah J. Maas. She is the author of Court of Thorns and Roses.
Okay.
And it was a spicy, romantic, fictional 5-book series. It's not quite finished yet, but definitely worth a read.
Oh, good. All right. So you can delve your way into a great story, and that makes the miles and the time fly by.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll get to your second selection here.
My second song is the Superman song by Crash Test Dummies.
Okay. Why that one?
It's just always been one of my favorites.
Tarzan wasn't a ladies man. He'd just come along and scoop him up under his arm like that. Quick as a cat in the jungle. But Clark Kent, now there was a real gent. He would not be caught sitting around in no jungle scheme. Dumb as an ape doing nothing. Superman never made any money, for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Hey Bob, Soup had a straight job, even though he could have smashed through any bank in the United States. Well, he had the strength, but he would not. Folks said his family were all dead. Planet crumbled, but Superman, he forced himself to carry on. Forget Krypton and keep going. Superman never made any money, for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. Sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Tarzan was king of the jungle and lord over all the apes, but he could hardly string together. I, Tarzan, you, Jane. Sometimes when Soup was stopping crimes, I'll bet that he was tempted to just quit and turn his back on man. Join Tarzan in the forest. But he stayed in the city, kept on changing clothes and dirty old phone booths till his work was through. He had nothing to do but go on home. Superman never made any money. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him.
Superman song. That was Crash Test Dummies. They're out of Winnipeg. Their lead vocalist, Brad Roberts, he calls that song an analysis of political philosophy. Rolanda, I mentioned in the introduction that you work with School District 54, and that's been for since 2011, you were saying?
Yeah, I was first hired on, in 2011. It was November of 2011. And I started my career as a on-call custodian and kind of worked my way through the whole district.
And along the way, you also became union president. Which union were you with?
So that would be the support staff union for the school district, which is QP Local 2145.
Okay.
And I worked my way up from shop steward to vice president to president. I sat on QPBC's executive board for a few years, representing the Northwest.
That's not easy work.
No, it's not. No one phones to say, hey, good job.
Well, that's often the nature of... I've often said about administrative work, custodial work, is nobody notices the work until they're not happy with it. And so I would think that in that world, and especially as union president, it must have always felt like putting out fires and just trying to keep the peace.
It does, yeah.
And yet that was something you were willing to do.
Through some of the doom and gloom, there were very self-rewarding moments where I did a good job.
Yeah, without betraying any sensitivities or confidentiality, things like that. Can you tell us one of those success stories that'll help inspire us to say, wow, it's a good thing those things are in place?
There was a woman who was working as an EA, and when she had first got her schooling many, many years back, it was TA language. It was brought to my attention that some, 10 years later, she was getting paid the incorrect amount. Uh-huh. And she had tried to advocate for herself and was kind of shut down. And so when we, the union, had brought it to the board, we were able to get her a good 2 years of retro pay and a nice letter acknowledging her education. Yeah. So that was one of those yay win moments.
Yeah, one of those ones where the outcome is certainly satisfying to the one that was just looking for advocacy and some support.
Yeah.
You're on the other side of the fence now.
I
now
am.
Now you're management. Yes. And how does that feel?
It feels somewhat similar and then also very different at the same time. I manage three different departments, so I'm responsible for a lot of staff. And then I'm also accountable to my employer, right, to make sure that things are running smoothly.
Emphasis on the word middle when it comes to management. Sometimes that feeling like you're getting pulled or pushed from both sides.
That's right.
And that keeps you busy.
It does.
Then that helps me understand the nature of the commute, that's a great time for decompression, for thinking things through and just resetting the day. Mm-hmm. I noted in the introduction that you received a Premier's Award for excellence in education.
Yeah.
Not a small thing. What was that like for you?
It was absolutely amazing and terrifying and humbling. So when I was nominated, it happened pre-COVID. And then, of course, as you know, when COVID happened, everything shut down. And then as we started moving towards this more normal, the Premier's Award of Excellence in Education had absorbed 3 years of nominees.
Oh, wow.
And I was selected as one of those nominees to go to Victoria. So it was this very big fuss. Mm. And I got to bring my mom, and we went to the Governor General's house, and I got to meet, the Premier. It was definitely an experience.
At the time, the Premier was John Horgan.
It was.
How did he handle all of these different people?
He was absolutely amazing and very genuine, because there were seven different categories, and there were three nominees for each category, and he made time for everybody. My experience was that I didn't feel rushed, and that he took the time to, speak to me and ask about my GSA program. And
the nomination came from your advocacy for the Student Gender Sexuality Alliance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our GSA program.
And the school district board said at the time that it was really brave and exceptional of you to do that. How did you look at it at the time?
So there was already a GSA program operating at the Smithers High School, which is run by Perry Rath. And I partnered with him in my years working here in Smithers. And when I moved to the Houston High School, Houston Secondary, they did not have a GSA program. Trying to get one started up felt a little scary. There was a lot of trepidation. There was some hateful comments. Mm. And there was some pushback. But we had amazing teachers and an amazing principal that really supported the students for wanting to have that program. I was working as a janitor at the time, so I would volunteer my time to come in during the lunch hour to supervise that program, provide them with a safe space.
What do you think was behind some of the trepidation and the pushback?
I think there was a lot of, maybe not closed-minded, but definitely students or community members that don't believe that everyone should be equal. And so some of those students that were identifying as queer or gay were definitely, fearful that, their kids would say inappropriate things or were mean.
Standing up and standing in with people like that takes a lot of courage, and it's appreciated because it only makes the world a better place when people know that there's others that are there for them. I think it leads nicely into your next selection.
So I've chosen When I'm Up, I Can't Get Down by The Great Big Sea.
Okay. And When I'm Up, I Can't Get Down. What a positive song. But why that song in particular?
It's just a good, upbeat song.
I am the fountain of affection. I'm the instrument of joy. To keep the good times rolling, I'm the boy. You know the world could be
just put your trust in me, 'cause we'll keep the good times rolling. Wait and see, wait and see. Oh, wait and see. There's exultation, there's sweet disintegration, a few discolorations, then it comes along. Up is what he chooses, the kisses and the bruises, there ain't nothing he refuses. Then it comes along, it comes along. And I am lifted, I am lifted, I am lifted. When I'm up, I can't get down, can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down, get my feet back on the ground. When I'm up, I can't get down, can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down, get my feet back on the ground.
He just needs something to find him, something to wind him up. It won't take long to find him when it comes on strong.
High skies are gleaming,
street lights are spinning, the night's just beginning. And then it comes on strong, it comes on strong. And I am lifted, I am lifted, I am lifted.
When I'm up, I can't get down, can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down, get my feet back on the ground. When I'm up, I can't get down, can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down, get my feet back on the ground.
Big C, When I'm Up, I Can't Get Down. It was their highest peaking song on the top singles chart. Great Big C out of St. John's, Newfoundland. This is the point in the episode where we do a shout out to one of our sponsors. And this week, the shout out goes to Accounting on Broadway. They're one of our bronze sponsors. Accounting, yeah, another one of those administrative types of areas of life where we don't necessarily appreciate the work until we notice that maybe it's not the way we want it to be and we have to do a double check. And yet it's people who work in administration so often that are the ones holding it together when the rest of us aren't noticing. So thanks, folks at Accounting on Broadway, for what you do and also what you do for CICK Radio, supporting us so that we can do these kinds of things. Well, Rolanda, we've talked a bit about your work life. Tell us a little bit more about family life.
My husband and I are now empty nesters. My stepson lives in England with his wife and their son, Elby, my grandson.
Oh, wow.
And I have a son who lives in Trail. He is working for Pride Gym as a coach. Hmm. And my daughter, who lives in Terrace, and she does social service work with my grandson, Levi.
Oh, wow. So you got two grandkids. Terrace seems awfully close compared to England. let's start with the geography of England. Have you been out there and seen the grandchild there?
I have not. So when Zach was going to school, he was going to school in Kelowna to become an engineer. And he fell in love with a foreign exchange student, and she was from England. And they were married in Kelowna. And so my husband and I got to attend the wedding. They had the baby here in Canada. And then as soon as the world opened up, because this was a COVID baby, and she was able to go home, they went home so her parents could meet the baby. Zach's schooling was with the Commonwealth. He was able, like, his engineering program was accepted over there. And
So it wasn't hard for him to find a work in his field, and that's right. Seems to be where they're making their home.
Yes.
All right, so saving up for a trip out there someday.
Someday.
All right, well, let's get a little closer to home, and let's go to Trail. That's where your son's at.
Yes.
And you've been down there.
I have. I actually just finished a little visit with Brandon at the beginning of July. I think it was like the second week in July. And holy moly, was it warm. It was like 40 degrees there.
Okay, so sometimes we're a little envious at other parts of the province that get the heat, but they certainly got way more than we did even this summer.
Yes.
And what's the, what do you like about that part of the world? Because you grew up for a time in Golden, and so you're familiar with that part of the interior.
Yeah, my grandparents were from Golden, and my youngest brother was born there. And we were back, my cousin was married a few summers back. Like, everything was still the same, but it had also changed a little bit, seeing it from a grown-up's perspective rather than a child's.
Yeah, now you have that time warp and
yes.
more frames of reference, I suppose.
That's right.
And your daughter, she's in Terrace.
That's right. And the kids were both born in Terrace, and we spent most of their youth there before moving to the Bulkley Valley. So, she's started a family and is doing quite well. Her partner works at Sight and Sound.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And Terrace, there's a bit of a hominess there for you.
There is, yeah. As a young child, I lived in Jack Pine Flats, and I went to Thornhill Primary and Elementary. And we moved out to Rosswood during my teen years, and I went to Skeena. That school has been replaced. I've never actually been into the new school yet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
What, Rosswood, that's not a very large place.
No.
I'm thinking that's the smallest one you've lived in. It's smaller than Grand Isle.
It is.
What was that like as an early teen to go from Terrace to Rosswood?
Well, there was no electricity or running water when I lived there, so it was a bit of a culture shock. But I've always been a bit of a bookworm, so yeah, you found things to keep yourself occupied.
Well, this is good to hear, because the cabin that you're going to be sent to for your time of isolation has got some limitations. So
Wonderful.
It doesn't sound like it's something you've not done before.
That's right.
As I think about all these different places and you having family in different places too, what's that like at this stage in life for you and your partner?
Well, we're both kind of married to our jobs. So when we have downtime, we enjoy doing things together. We're not quite ready for retirement, but we're definitely in that pre-planning stage. Both enjoy motorbikes and kayaking. Yeah.
So you're making it work with the kids and the grandkids at a distance?
We visit when we can, and the internet, of course, is wonderful because then we can just chat every day.
It's a whole lot different than when you were young and living in Rosswood.
That's right.
Yeah. And extended family nearby?
My mom and my auntie live in Grand Isle with me.
Oh, cool.
So that's nice. And then they have a sister who still lives in Golden. So I have an aunt and an uncle that live there, and both my cousins live there. So
it sounds like I think it's called the sandwich generation, the generation of people that they've got a generation above them. And, you know, there's kind of some extra care and attention that's paid there. And then the generation below that's raising a new generation.
Yes.
And so you probably feel not only in your work like you're middle management, but it's like middle management in the family as well.
That's right.
All right. Well, that brings us to your fourth song coming about halfway through. Tell us about that selection.
Well, I've selected New Orleans is Sinkin' by the Tragically Hip. And this is one of my favorite songs by the Hip.
Tragically Hip, New Orleans is Sinking.
All right. Burn blue on the street, loose and complete under sky, so smoky blue-green. I can't foresee a Dixie did she, so we dance the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm in? New Orleans is sinking, man, and I don't wanna swim. And I'm told, what's wrong? What's going on? Can't tie yourself up for a deal. He said, I know this side. there's a light bulb hanging on a wire, sucking up to someone just to stoke the fire. Picking out the highlights of the scenery, saw a little cloud and looked a little like me. I had my hands in the river, my feet back up on the banks, looked up to the Lord above and said, hey man, thanks. Sometimes I feel so good I gotta scream. She said, Gordy, baby, I know exactly what you mean. She said, I swear to God, she said. Wanna swim.
New Orleans is singing Tragically Hip. They're out of Kingston, Ontario. Thank you, Rolanda, for that selection. That was a song that got our feet tapping and our bodies moving. Let's talk a little bit more about what you like to do for a good time.
Well, I am a bit of a bookworm, so I can get lost for days in a good book. My husband and I, like I had mentioned earlier, we both enjoy riding motorbikes and kayaking. So we like some outside time as well as inside time. I'm a knitter and a crocheter in the winter, so there's usually Lord of the Rings or something on the TV with knitting in my hands.
You had said that you're a bit of a sci-fi nerd, so mm-hmm. Lord of the Rings is on that list?
Yeah, that's going to be probably my top five. Harry Potter, I'm a very big Potterhead.
You enjoy motorcycling.
I've had my classics for 2 years now. I'm very cautious of how bendy and windy our roads are, you know, different debris on the road that you have to be cautious of.
Recently you took up dart throwing.
Oh yes.
How did that come to be?
Oh my goodness. Well, my very good friend Deb Schwartz, who was the secretary at Tolka School for quite a long time, has retired early. I believe she had only been off work about 7 days and decided that she needs something to do. So she signed us both up for darts on the Ladies League in Grand Isle, and it was so much fun that we both agreed that we would sign up again for the upcoming season this fall.
What is it about dart throwing that makes it so compelling?
Yeah, so being a new person, it was a little embarrassing because you maybe aren't even on the board at all. It was like in the floor, in the roof. And then all of a sudden, you're getting really good and you're hitting what you're aiming for. And there was this like, oh my goodness, I can't wait for next week. My mom was my partner for the dart tournament that happened at the Houston Legion at Christmas time or somewhere in the winter, and we came in third.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing because we didn't expect that at all, so that was very fun.
As a rookie?
As a rookie, yeah.
Quite a badge of honor. Now, you said a dart tournament, and it was in Houston. Where did people come from for that tournament?
There was some excellent players that came from Kitimat and from Williams Lake. Lots from the Burns Lake Terrace, you know, Highway 16 area. It was quite a good turnout for our little town.
And every club community has their own culture. What would you say is particular to the dart throwing culture?
I think everybody takes the game quite seriously, but at the end of the day, it's still a game and we all try and have fun. like for us as new people, when we were, if you get less than 10 points, you have to pay a quarter. So some of that culture is make sure you come with a pocket full of quarters.
So it's competitive. There's a good sportiveness about it. Unlike yes. English soccer, we don't have to expect riots in the dart world.
No riots.
Well, this brings us to your fifth selection. Which song is this?
Okay, so my fifth selection is from a band called The Wild, and they're out of Kelowna, BC. The song is called What About You, and it has just got a really nice, groovy blues feeling to it. Something that you can sit back and just enjoy.
When you're hanging your neck in the noose, I've been crawling and crawling to get to your door, but I'm drowning myself in booze. Every woman wants a mister, every man chasing something to screw. You've got karma in love, I've got lust in the drugs, and I'm fiending for all the two. What about you? What about you? Baby, what about you? What about you? Listen. Slam back, bottle of Jack, blood of my clothes and a knife in my back. I've been kicked down, walked off. Stop, baby, I feel like a dog. But every woman wants a mister, every man's chasing something to screw. You've got drama and love, I've got lust in the drugs, and I'm fiending for either two. Baby, I'm talking to you. What about you? I said, what about you? What about
You by The Wild out of Kelowna, British Columbia. Wow, what a song. Has a little bit of an edge to it, mm-hmm. which kind of arouses our edginess. And I know you well enough, Rolanda, to know that you have your enjoyments in life, you enjoy your work, but you have this passion to see things be the way they're supposed to be and move in those directions. So tell us a little bit more about your passions. We heard a bit about it through your advocacy and the work you've had for the school district. But what would you like to see changed in our world, maybe in this part of the valley?
So the cost of living right now is absolutely astronomical. The cost of groceries has gone through the roof. So like I had said earlier, my mom and my aunt both live with me. And some of that is because there is no rental security, no controlled rental security for seniors unless they're in seniors housing. And the wait list is super duper long. While we're seeing some good things come in society, like we've seen an increase to minimum wage, we've also seen an increase to the cost of living. You know, for our seniors that are on a pension or on a very fixed type budget, it makes it hard for them to enjoy life because they are barely surviving. They're no longer thriving. So I would love to see change happen there.
So those stories in recent months about grocery stores and accountability and government oversight, that's important to you because you see that there's a generation really at risk there, the older generation.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a strong supporter of the LGBTQ2+ community. While I feel like leaps and bounds have been made, I would like for the little things to change. Like, rather than labeling it gay marriage, why can't we just say marriage? There's little things that are still just not par with the equity and equality that all humans deserve.
I know that you said before that the new Democratic Party is one that you don't see holding to its roots anymore. And in the last episode that I recorded, I spoke with Taylor Bachrach about that a little bit, our member of parliament, who is from that party. Where does that conviction come from that you think that they've maybe lost their way or lost some of their roots?
Yeah, I feel like the NDP that I grew up loving and supporting for years changed when the coalition happened. And I'm not saying the NDP hasn't done some great things during that coalition. Some of the dental that has come into effect in the last little bit has been one of those great things. But the NDP used to be this strong voice for the working man, for that blue-collared guy, and it doesn't feel that way anymore. They went a little too liberal, and they went maybe a little too green, and they've just kind of washed out that strong voice they used to have. Those Jack Layton days are gone.
One of the things he had mentioned is that in order to effect some change, it does mean sitting at the same table as those who have very different perspectives and finding some common ground.
Yeah, absolutely.
If there was an issue in, let's say, in that's under whether it's provincial government or federal government, where you had an opportunity to sit at the table and dialogue with people who maybe bring those different perspectives, what's something in particular that you would say, hey, this is something that is non-negotiable that we just need to get done and let's make it happen?
I think it would fall back down to that cost of living.
Yeah, you see that as not just affecting maybe one particular generation, but it's really a risk to many.
Yeah.
And you see that in your work in management too, I suppose, as you see different people working at different levels of employment, of pay grades and the like, that it's a very real and pressing issue.
It is, yeah. And when you have those, you know, minimum wage workers that are making $17 an hour or people that maybe are in a unionized position and they're making $25 an hour, one whole paycheck probably isn't covering their rent. Right? And so then you've got less than 2/3 of a paycheck now to pay for bills and food. It affects all aspects of your physical health, your mental health, the type of diet that you're going to have.
What role do you think a school district has in helping identify these things and put into effect some changes that can help?
I think we're already seeing some of those changes and effects that are already helping families. I know that many of our schools with School District 54 offer a breakfast and lunch program. I would like to praise Silverthorne for their amazing food program. I know that Muheim, Walnut Park, Telqua School, they all have a really nice breakfast and food program, but the one at Silverthorne is pretty amazing. There's some very special people that work there.
It's great to hear those good news stories that help us realize that it can be done. Mm-hmm. Things can be put into place in order to just raise things up for everybody. really appreciate you thinking out loud about maybe some tough questions and tough questions to think about out loud. But I know that you're a person of conviction and one who says, if there can be something done, then by all means, let's do it.
Yes.
Let's now talk about your sixth song. Which one is that?
My sixth song is Wasting My Time by Default.
Okay. And why that song?
It's just a good rock and roll song.
Wasting My Time by Default, another Canadian selection. And Rolanda, as I look over the selections that you've had for us today. They are all Canadian selections.
Yes.
What a wonderful gift you're giving to us here at Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Rolanda, I'm going to be sending you away to an isolated cabin for a season. It'll give you some time to think about what you appreciate about the valley. What do you think you would miss most if you had to move away from this valley?
Oh my goodness. Well, recently when I was in trail visiting my son, I missed our climate. I missed our beautiful mountains and our summers that are plus 25 and even our winters that are minus 25.
You're going to be sitting at this cabin and you love and appreciate this valley. Is there a particular mountain range that we can situate this cabin near so that you get to look at that one for your time of isolation?
This was actually a really hard question for me. I really had to think about it because, man, are we ever privileged to have such beautiful mountain ranges. If I had to pick one that I'm going to be looking at forever or isolated in this little cabin
for a season
it would probably be Mount Hazelton.
Yeah. Okay, you're the first one to pick that one. And why that one in particular?
It is tall and has steep peaks and it's so close. It's just this magnificent mountain range. And it kind of reminds me of some of the fantasy books I read, so.
It has a magical quality about it.
It does.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you only get 7 songs on your rudimentary device, but mm-hmm. it is set up so that you can take one download with you.
Oh, goody.
What's that going to be, a game, a book, a movie?
If I'm able to download a series, I would probably download the ACOTAR book series or the Harry Potter movie series, although it was a good book as well.
Those are tough choices.
I know.
And there is a limited amount of memory in this thing.
That's
so
right.
If there was one, which one would it be?
I would probably have to go with the books.
Okay. Well, this brings us to our last song. And in my mind, this is the Canadian of Canadians. What's your last pick?
So my last pick is Bud the Spud by Stompin' Tom Connors.
Okay. And why that one?
This one... My dad was from Newfoundland, and he loved Stompin' Tom. He passed away in 2007, and whenever I have that nostalgic, I miss you, Dad, it usually leads me back here.
Okay, Bud the Spud. Rolanda, this is by Stompin' Tom Connors for your dad.
It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down a highway smiling. The spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now from Charlottetown or from Summerside, they load him down for the big long ride. He jumps in the cab and he's off with the bright Sebagos. He's got to catch the bolt to make Fermentine. Then he hits up that old New Brunswick line. To Montreal he comes just a-flying with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now the Ontario Provincial Police don't think much of Bud. Yeah, the cops have been looking for the son of a gun that's been ripping the tire off the 401. They know the name on the truck shines up in the sun, Green Gables. But he hits Toronto and it's 7 o'clock when he backs her up again the terminal dock. And the boys gather round just to hear him talk about another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Now I know a lot of people from east to west that like the spuds from the island best, cause they'll stand up to the hardest test right on the table. So when you see that big trucker rolling by, wave your hand or kind of wink your eye, cause that's Bud the Spud from old PEI with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling, because he's got another big load of the best doggone potatoes that's ever been growed. And they're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island.
Bud the Spud by Stompin' Tom Connors. Oh, what an amazing song. It was written about his truck driving friend
fella named Bud Roberts. The song was turned into an illustrated children's book back in 1994, and it featured not only Bud the truck driver, but also his dog. Well, Rolanda, thank you so much for your selections today. But before I send you away, you do get to take a luxury item along to this isolated cabin. And what's that going to be?
Man, it took me a while to really think about what kind of luxury do I want to take. Is it going to be an espresso machine or my Apple Watch? And at the end of the day, if I'm isolated and there's no technology and no internet, I think I'm going to want to have some pictures of my family.
Certainly can have that with you as your luxury item, pictures of your family. Rolanda, thanks so much for being with us here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, on Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist is produced by me, Kenneth Vanderhorst, with the help of the good folks here at CICK Radio. Theme song is Summer Side of Life by legendary singer, Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. Rolanda, hope you're enjoying your time of isolation with your luxury items and your songs, and appreciate that you have a beautiful view of the mountain there in Hazelton. Thanks everyone for being with us, and don't forget to enjoy the beautiful scenery and the awesome people that we have all around us here in our magnificent Bulkley Valley. And if it's talk to